dear brothers and sisters. Today, I wish to share some recollections of my pastoral visit to Bavaria.
Speaking to tens of thousands of pilgrims and visitors gathered in a sunny St. Peter's Square on Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI presented a series of points that he made throughout various speeches during his apostolic visit to Bavaria. In particular, he turned his attention to the lecture he gave at the University of Regensburg.
Here at the university, where for many years I had taught, I spoke on the relationship between faith and reason.
Pope Benedict said he selected his words and quotes for the speech in order to introduce his listeners to the importance and pertinence of the subject of religion and violence.
I included a quotation on the relationship between religion and violence. This quotation, unfortunately, was misunderstood. In no way did I wish to make my own the words of the medieval emperor. I wished to explain that not religion and violence, but religion and reason go together.
The Holy Father went on to say that the words of the emperor do sound incomprehensibly abrupt to our ears, but that his intention was rather to begin with the positive elements of the quote that regard how it's reason that must guide the transmission of faith rather than violence. At this point in his message, Pope Benedict XVI underlined the deep respect he holds for world religion and Islam, especially quoting from the Second Vatican Council document Nostra Aetate, which focuses on interreligious dialogue.
I hope that my profound respect for world religions and for Muslims, who worship the one God, and with whom we promote peace, liberty, social justice, and moral values for the benefit of all humanity, is clear.
Pope Benedict said he trusted that after the initial reaction to his Regensburg lecture, that his words can constitute an impulse and encouragement toward positive and even self-critical dialogue among faiths and cultures in our world today.
Let us continue the dialogue both between religions and between modern reason and the Christian faith.
In his reflections, though, Pope Benedict also recalled the spectacular evening held on that Tuesday night in Regensburg of ecumenical prayer.
Padre misericordioso, ci chiama ad essere suoi figli e a superare ogni forma di odio e di violenza per contribuire al definitivo trionfo dell'amore.
The Pope described the Vespers as having been a great occasion to pray for the unity among all followers of Christ and to proclaim our faith together without compromises, but in a clear and integral way.
Ci aiuti Maria, Madre della Chiesa, ad aprire.
Another theme of the Pope's Wednesday audience message was on the important role of Mary, the Mother of God, in the history of salvation and in our daily spiritual life. He underlined this point with images from various visits to sanctuaries and shrines to Our Lady, which he'd made throughout his journey home to Germany.
In Munich Central Square, I implored the Virgin's blessing upon the whole world. The following day, I spoke of a certain difficulty in hearing God in a secular world, which needs so much the gospel's message of hope. At Altötting, we reflected on Mary's generosity in accepting God's will, recalling how she guides us towards Jesus.
Pope Benedict thanked those who'd made his trip home possible and prayed that it would continue to be a sign of light and hope for both the faithful of his native country and of the world.
More than a journey to my roots, it was an opportunity to look forward with hope. Under the motto, "Those who believe are never alone," I invited all to reflect on the baptized person's membership in the church where, never alone, one is in constant communion with God and others.
Following his audience message, Pope Benedict XVI imparted his apostolic blessing upon the crowd, which we share with you now.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex omnibus rei seculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui feci celum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen. Amen.
Reporting on the Pope's weekly general audience, I'm Catherine Smybert.